ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन न पतंजलि भ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम्। पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी नमो नमः। यू मे से आफ्टर मी। सिद्धिस्साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः जाह्नवी फेनलेखेव यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनः कला। ओम। सो इन द क्लास यस्टरडे वी वर लुकिंग एट दिस वर्स व्हिच इज प्रोबब्ली वर्स नंबर 20 और 21 डिपेंडिंग अपॉन योर बुक। लेट मी इंक्रीज द फॉन्ट साइज for some of you. Okay, so font size is good. Ko dhanyo bahubhi putraihi kushula puranadhakaihi varameka kulalambi yatra vishruyate pita. So we looked at the various forms there, and we looked at how the Shrudhatu, which is also gives you the form Shrunoti. Okay. And the Dhatu, Shrudhatu. Let us look at something there. The Dhatu itself is Shru. This is an unusual Dhatu, because this Dhatu, when you have this Dhatu, it is Hraswa Ukara. Shru. Okay. And this Dhatu, when you do the lat lakara, or whenever you do all the katsari prayoga, and whenever you're doing the sarvadhatuka lakaras, okay, it becomes shri, shakara and rikara. Okay, so it's unusual dhatu. So shri is your dhatu, becomes shru. You see the difference? That change happens for this dhatu, and that's how you get shrunoti. Okay, there is a dhatu shru, which means to go and move. This is not the one that we are looking at right now. We are talking about this dhatu, which is the fifth gana dhatu. Fifth gana dhatu. Once it is fifth gana dhatu, it gets nu, and that nu becomes no. And because of the rikara being there, it becomes shrunoti. Okay, shrunoti. The shrunoti, this dhatu shru. Okay. When it gets with an upasarga V, V is the upasarga. Okay. So shru means to hear or to listen. Okay. To listen or to hear. As in terms of hear. To hear, listen to, or give a ear to. Pay attention to. This is where the shruti also comes from. Okay. So that shru. Shru, when you add a pratyaya called ktin, it becomes shruti. So this vishru, and when you want to do the lat lakara for there, and this is kartari lat. When you do the kartari lat lakara, is when you get v shru, and this gana vikarna here is no, and then ti. And the shru becomes shri. So v shri, shrunoti. And nu becomes no because of the guna that happens, and that also natva, so no ti, and vishrunoti if you want to do that. Okay. This is the kartari latlakara. Okay, latlakara prathama purusha ekvachanam. Prathama purusha is the first is the third person singular, shrunoti. Then shrunoti, the same dhatu, we shru, dhatu, when you want to do lat lakara karmani, lat lakara karmani. Okay, then the V shuru plus karmani, you get a yak. Remember this, karmani, you will always get something called a yak. Bhava karmanoho. But bhave and karmani, both of them, you'll get this yak. Yak is the name. Okay, it's nothing yucky about it. It is instead of all the ganavikarnas, you'll get a yak. It doesn't matter whether if you're first gana, second gana, third gana, or the tenth gana, whichever gana dhatu it is. As long as you're doing karmani, you'll get yak. Bhave also, you'll get a yak. This ya that you get here is this thing. And then, of course, after this, you'll get atmanepadam suffixes. Okay, atmanepadam suffixes. So there will be te. Te, ite, ate, if you remember that. So te. And the same te, right? This when you look up the endings, right, in Shabdamanjari, it is for the latlakara, is te ite ante. Okay. Se ite dve. I vahe mahe. These are your atmanepadam suffixes. Atmanepadam suffixes. So now you want to do te. So vishru te, shya te, right? And then because of the ya being there, you'll get the dirga. It'll become vishru ya te. This is what it is. So when you say shruyate, this karmani prayoga, it means heard. Whatever is heard, to hear, is it right? Spelling, sometimes I get confused. No, it's not heard. Okay, so shruyate. It is whatever is heard. It's basically the words. Yeah, sorry.
I have a question. How did it become dirga? Can you explain it like vishru?
Okay, so there are two things, okay? What I'm trying my best not to do is giving you a lot of Panini rules. This is not how does it become. First of all, it'll always be this is how it is observed in the language. That is one way to think about it. The other thing is that how does it become u becomes dirga? You become dirga because there's a rule that says you make it dirga. One way, okay. But the rule doesn't say that you make it dirga, so it becomes dirga. The rule says that the dirga is observed in the language. So you make it dirga. Does the dirga happen always? Not always. But many times it happens. In karmani prayoga, you will see this dirgatvam happening many times. Okay. What I would suggest is that there were some classes that we had taken earlier which are based on Antoine 1. Okay. Maybe one of these classes, I will point you to those links where I've gone into very more detail. Okay. And then you can take a look at those classes.
Okay.
They are more detailed. If you still want to go further detail, there are online classes available which I've done with Panini. So those Panini sutras, you can then look at those sutras. Okay. But how does it happen? It happens because there's actually a rule that brings in the dirga. How do I remember that? That is the problem. It, either you remember the rule or you remember that this dhatu, this is what happens. This is the form. Or you look up a dictionary. But it is not consequential because when you look at Shru Dhatu and you have already heard Shruti, okay, Shrunoti, right, Shrutaha, all these words when you hear, you'll know Shru, oh, Shru is basically to hear. Now only thing is Kartari Prayoga, Karmani Prayoga. Okay, so this Dhatu, it's a Parasme Padi Dhatu. If it's Parasme Padi Dhatu and you see Atmane Padam suffixes, te, that means it is always because of, it is Karmani Prayoga. Okay, so we'll discuss about that. Now, what we also want to look at is that many of these dictionaries, they will also give you some form which is along with the upasarga. So V plus Shru. Okay, it'll also give you some form like that, V plus Shru. Okay, which means what? It is Vishrunoti again, same thing. Okay, this is another thing that you should look at for many of these dictionaries, V plus Shru. Is that the dictionaries will give you upasarga and the dhatu. You can search directly for upasarga and dhatu. And that will, because upasarga, when you add to a dhatu, the meaning of the dhatu changes. Okay. Upasarga, whenever it is added to the dhatu, the meaning of the dhatu can change. Not always changes. It sometimes the meaning of the dhatu gets amplified. Sometimes it gets some subtle meaning. Sometimes the meaning will remain as it was the earlier the meaning. Okay, so those meanings will remain as they are. But many times the dhrup, the with the upasarga is coming in, the dhatu meaning could completely change. It could be completely opposite. Okay, for example, gachati means to go. Agachati. Okay, agachati means what? Agachati means to come. Okay, so there is actually what is it? Upasargena dhatvartha balad anyatra niyate. Let us mention that. Okay, let us type it up so that you know what it is. Okay, this is an upasarga. First time we are looking at upasarga. upasargena okay, dhatvartha artho balad anyatra tra niyate. Okay, and he gives prahara ahara samhara vihara parihara what. Okay, he gives you example also. So this is a very well known this thing. So what are we talking about? We're talking about what are upasargas. Upasargah. They are in Sanskritum called prepositions. In English you can call them as these are prepositions. Okay, and there are limited number of prepositions only. Okay, around 20 are very commonly used prepositions. 20 commonly used prepositions. Okay, kaschittam anuvartate tameva visheshanyah upasarga gati tridha. Okay, that is another verse that I find here. Okay, let me give that also. Dhatvartham. Okay, badhate kaschit. Kaschit tam anuvartate tameva visinash visinashtyanyah yaha upa sarga gatis vidha. Okay, now you should know your visarga sandhi rules. So dhatu artham becomes, let me give you the breakup. Dhatu artham. This becomes yant sandhi. Dhatu artham becomes dhatvartham. Dhatu artham badhate kaschit. Okay, which means that some upasargas they will negate. Badha means negate. They will negate the meaning of the dhatu. Kaschit means some upasargas, some anuvartate. They will bring about some modifications in the meaning of the dhatu. So dhatu is something that is referring to an action. And what type of action is understood by whenever a dhatu is called out? Then the upasarga, when it is used, it will negate the meaning of the dhatu. That is dhatvartham badate. Kaschittam anuvartate. Anuvartate means it will follow it through. Anu is paschat, so it will follow. It will be in line with the actual dhatu, but maybe enhance the meaning further. So then tameva vishinashti anya. Vishinashti means it will enhance. This also means it means enhance anya. Upasarga gati gatihi. Upasarga gatihi. Tridha. Okay, so these are the various things. Okay, so tridha. If you look at the tridha, right? Okay, a tridha. It is what the tridha means, threefold. But in that upasarga gatihi. Gatihi means means the purview, the purview of the upasarga, the path of the upasarga. So gati is not the path, but here in which case, basically, what does the upasarga tend to do? Okay, so that is how you look at it. Okay, so Vishinashti would means it sort of exemplifies, you know, further defines or brings in additional distinction, like Vishesha. Okay, Vishinashti. Okay, so these are the three. The, by the way, Upasarga Gatihi Tridha. That Gatihi Tridha is what becomes Gatis Tridha. Okay, so that is the meaning. This is another verse here which says what? Which says that the Upasargena Dhatvartha Balad Anyatra Niyate. What it means is that the meaning of the actual Dhatu by the force of the Upasarga will be led, Niyate will be led somewhere else. Anyatra. Anyatra means somewhere else. And he gives you the meaning. Okay, what does he say? He says prahara. This is actually a dhatu hr. Okay, hr means to take away. Like this is where you get the word hari from, harihi. Okay, so harihi, which means to take away. Harati papan, one who takes away all our afflictions. That is the harihi. So when you say pra and hr, that is how you get prahara. Prahara means to strike. Okay, ahara, and hr. Ahara means to eat. Okay, sanghara, sanghru. Okay, so sanghara, here I have one meaning, it says to contract. Okay, so. Samhru means to bring together. Samhru. To contract, abridge. Okay. Compress. That is the meaning for Samhru. Not Sahru, Samhru. Okay. Samhru. And then Vihr. That is Vihara. Vihr means sport, to sport. Okay, parihara, parihr means to avoid. So you see, hr means to take away. From that, this pra is an upasarga. Okay, pra, a, sam, vi, pari, and you see all these different meanings are derived from it. Now, how do you know the meaning? You don't know the meaning unless you look at the language. Many of these things might have some similar meanings. Okay. Similar meanings means they will have some standard meanings will be available that for that you can use for these dhatus. But don't rely on that, because it is possible that the actual meaning may be a little different. So I'll give you some idea about some standard meanings. For example, let's look at the upasarga. Okay, you can have an upasarga called ati. Ati means beyond. Okay, beyond or over. Okay, and let's say you add the ati to a dhatu called kram. Okay, it means ati kramati, means to go beyond. You know, ati kramati, to go beyond. Okay, then adhi. Adhi means over. Adhi means the standard meaning is over and above. Okay. Like adhigam, adhigachati means it goes up, adhigachati. Okay, anu means paschat. Generally, anu means paschat, means after or behind. Okay, appa means away from. Okay, then there is also api. Api means sometimes. Forget about that. There is Abhi. Abhi means towards. I'm just going to give you a few more. Ava. Ava means away. Down. Okay, like for example, man is one word. So you would say you'll form one is one dhatu. So you would say avamanyate. Okay, means to look down upon, look down, or to consider low. You know, basically it means disrespect. Avamanyate. Means up to. Ud, okay, this usually means, sometimes it means up, sometimes it means upon. Okay, upa, it is sometimes samipa means towards, nearer. Okay, dus, or sometimes it is also dur, tadanta sakara becomes refa, okay, which means bad. Like dur, kha means space. Sukha means good space. This is mental space. Dukha, that becomes durkha, becomes dukha, means bad space, bad mental space. Okay. So that type of a meaning comes. So chara means to move. Duscharati or duracharati means to act badly. Dur. Ni means into. Okay. Nis, there's another upasarga called nis. Nis means, you know, which is same as nir, by the way. Nir means out. To go away, go off or away from nis. Okay. Para means opposed. So since I'm already here, I might as well complete all 20 of them. Pari means all round. Okay. Pra means much. Okay. Prakrushta. Fourth. Prati means, again, in this meaning means, this is the general meaning. In the opposition to prati. Balam, pratibalam. Okay. Kru, karoti, pratikaroti. Pratikaroti means to act in opposite. Act the reverse. V by the way means reverse. Okay. Reverse to, you know, separate from. There is a V. And then sum. Sum is means together. Okay, with, full, these are the meanings. Su means good, well. Okay, like sukha. So there are these 15, 20 of these very commonly used upasargas. And the best way is, of course, look up a book. Okay, let's say appa and kru. You want to look up appa and kru. Many dictionaries will have appa karoti, appa kru. To carry, to bear away, right? Kru itself means to do. But apakru means to hurt, injure. Okay? Wrong, harm, do harm, injury. So these type of meanings can be brought in. Okay, so now we have what? V and Shru. V and Shru. This is what we want to look at, right? Because that is our meaning. To hear distinctly. Okay? That means also become known or famous. Vishruyate. You see, Vishruyate. He's giving you the passive. Passive is basically a usage which is the karmani prayoga. So Vishruyate. And he says, which means to be heard or be heard of far and wide, become known or famous. That is one that we are looking at. And by the way, here it says ved. Ved means Vedic. Vedic also A1, Atmanipadi. Shrunute. So generally Vishrunute. This is, by the way, this dash here is referring to the Upasarga V. Okay. Vishrunoti, Vishruyate, which means this is the meaning. And in Veda, you would also do Arsha Prayoga where you hear Vishrunute. Okay. So just wanted to give you an idea of what is an Upasarga. These are the various upasargas. How do you know the meanings of upasargas? These are the common meanings of upasargas. But however, the meaning of upasargas are generally it takes the artha of the dhatu somewhere else. Anyatra balad niyate. Somewhere else means from its actual meaning, it leads the meaning somewhere else. And you can have a different meaning, which is not the normal meaning. That is the meaning, that is how the upasargas are done. Very similar to in English. Okay. Imaginable, unimaginable, which will be completely opposite. So upasargas are prefixes that can enhance, that can bring some more quality to the upasarga, like we and others, or it may be completely different. Best way, look up a dictionary. Okay, so now we say yatra vishruyate pita. Yatra vishruyate pita. Let's take that up. Okay, so what are we saying here? If you look at the individual word by word meaning here, right? In this case, one second. Okay, if you look at the word by word meaning here in this verse, kaha means who. Okay, kaha is declined. It is declined as nominative singular. Nominative singular, masculine nominative singular. Can you tell me the pratipadikam? Anybody? What is the pratipadikam? I know today it's so opposite. The class friends are online and online friends are on class.
Him.
Huh?
Kim Shabda.
The Pratipadikam is yes. The Pratipadikam is Kim. It is Kim Shabda. Who gave the answer?
Sri Devi.
Okay, Sri Devi. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Amma. Okay, the Pratipadikam is Kim. So Kim is a different Pratipadikam, by the way. Kim is also one of the pronoun, right? One of the sarvanama. And this sarvanama Kim is declined, just like we saw that Tadu, Yadu and others were declined. The Kim sarvanama also gets declined, okay? And the way that Kim gets declined is that it will get declined as masculine or feminine or even as a neuter. So Kim is the Pratipadikam, and Kim Pratipadikam, let me bring it up. Kim Pratipadikam gets declined. You're able to see the screen, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the Kim Pratipadikam, who, right? And if it is declined, if it is declined as Pumlinga, masculine, then it is Kaha Kau Ke. Kam kau kan kena kabhyam kaihi. Evam katara katama. So there are these other words also which are declined like that. But kaha kau ke. And then if it's declined as feminine, it will be ka ke kaha. Kam ke kaha kaya kabhyam kavihi. And so forth. And then it is declined as masculine also. Sorry, as neuter also. Kim ke kani. Kim ke kani. And then kena kabhyam kaihi. Kena kabhyam kaihi. Just the remaining is of the neuter is just like the masculine. It is declined. So kaha means pratipadikam kim, which means who. Masculine, nominative singular. Sorry, the neuter. Yeah, this is masculine, nominative singular. Who. Kaha dhanyaha. Kaha dhanyaha. So dhanyaha means who is wealthy. Dhanyaha. Wealthy, you could say, or you could also say, one of the meaning I have here says wealthy. Let me see what is the other meaning that is available. Will be, okay. He says one other meaning is not exactly wealthy. Another meaning says dhanyaha is blessed. Okay, danyaha. Danyaha is again masculine, nominative singular. Kaha danyaha. Who is blessed? Who is blessed? Okay. Then bahubihi putraihi kushula Purana Dhakaihi. This Kushula Purana Dhakaihi is basically the meaning of that. Let's look at the meaning of that. Okay. Kushula. Kushula Apurana. Kushula Apurana. Okay. And then A Dakaihi. These are your individual words. So the Kushula is basically Apurana, means to fill up. Kushula is a granary. So granary means where you collect the grains. Granary, and Apurana means filling. And Adaka is a measure. Is a measure, okay? Is a measure of filling up. So by, and this will be the tritiya. So it will be what? Masculine, instrumental, singular. Plural. Masculine, instrumental, plural. Why? Because it is actually qualifying bahuvihi. Bahuvihi. Bahuvihi means many. Okay. Bahuvihi is also comes from the pratipadikam. Bahu. There is also many is a pratipadikam, and that will be bahubhi. So with many. Many is also masculine instrumental plural. Bahubhi, and which all of these qualifies putraihi. Putraihi comes from pratipadikam putra. Okay, masculine nominate instrumental plural. Okay, so what does this mean? It means that who is blessed, okay, by what? By having by having sons, okay, having is brought in, okay, by sons, putraihi, by sons, and the sons are qualified for that, by many sons. In fact, the sons plural already knows that it is many. Bahuvihi putraihi, by many sons. What type of sons? Who are like. Okay. Like means no better than. Okay. No better than. Better than the measure, the adhaka. The adhaka. Adhaka. Okay. It's a kind of measure. Okay, which is used for no better than adhaka, which are used for filling up the granary. It's a rhetorical question. Okay, what will you do with sons, right? Sons who are good for nothing sons, they are nothing but only fit for like those measures. Because if you look at those measures, which are used for filling up the granary, they are not used for any other purpose. It is just for filling up the granary. Basically, otherwise they are practically useless. Okay. So that's a rhetorical question saying that who is blessed? How will you consider blessed? If the son, what he does is just, you know, sleeps and eats and does nothing else, right? So what about these sons? You know, would you consider that if you have these sons that you are blessed? Okay. But however, he says, varam ekaha. Varam we have seen earlier, which means better. Varam is better. Ekaha is from pratipadikam, eka. Okay, masculine, nominative, singular, ekaha. Varam ekaha. Okay, kulalambi. Okay. Kula alambi. Okay, the pratipadikam is again alambin. Okay, kula alambi. The pratipadikam, this is actually kula means I'll tell you what is kula. Alambi means upholding. Alambin. So etad alambanam sreshtam. You must have seen Kathopanishad also, all those who all you are studying. Om. For Omkara, it is called alambanam. Etad alambanam alambanam sreshtam. That alambana is the support. Whatever upholds is the support. So kula is the family. So family supporting. Okay, or upholding. The pratipadikam for this is just like yogi. Kula alambin. Okay, kula alambin. This is a pratipadikam. And that is masculine nominative singular. So compared to those 100 sons or so many sons who are nothing but fit for just like granary filling measure is fit for nothing else, right? Compared to like just like those useless sons, better is to have one son. One son. What type of one son? One son who is upholding or supporting the whole kula, who makes the whole kula proud, right? Makes the whole kula is basically the whole family. Okay. The whole family is called kulam. So kula alambi. And what he further exemplifies and says what yatra pita vishruyate. Okay, so what it means is that where means in that context, in whom that is in the person, right? The father is well known, renowned. Okay, so pita vishruyate. So the father is well known, right? The father is well known. So that is why it is karmani payoga. The father is the karma. Here, pita is karmani prathama. Karmani prathama vibhakti. Okay. And vishruyate te is karmani. Karmani lat prathama purushta ekavachanam. Okay. So where the father is well known. Okay. So remember in karmani prayoga, the karma is in prathama vibhakti. So that is why this pita is masculine nominative singular of pratipadikam pitru. It's a rikaranta pratipadikam. Okay. So pita, pitarau, pitaraha. Pita, pitarau, right? It's not only pitarau. Pita, data, datarau, dataraha. Okay. Pita will be different. Pita and like matru also, right? Will be declined differently. Pita. Pita will be pitarau. So the pratipadikam is pitru. It will be what? Pita, pitarau, pitaraha. Okay, pitaram, pitarau, pitru. Oh, this is what we said we could not do, right? It's a dirga. Pitru. Okay. So this is how you do. I don't have the keyboard, does not do dirga vedkara. So I'll just do it like this. Pitrun. Okay. So this is similarly bhratru, jamatru, devru, they are declined in the same way. So pita vishruyate. Let us take this movement to understand what is this karmani prayoga further. Okay, so I would point you to opening up your Shabdamajari, where Vakya Prayogas are defined. After the Lakaras are done, next thing that it tries to give you is that it gives you Vakya Prayoga. Okay, so we have about 20 minutes. It'll be good to go over this. Okay, I will type up here. Prayoga Nirupanam. Prayoga Nirupanam. Prayoga Nirupanam. Okay. What does he say? These are also called voices. Voices. Okay. In English, it will be active, passive, and impersonal passive. What is he saying? He's saying, yeah, impersonal passive. There are three types of Vakya Prayogas. Kartari, Karmani, and Bhave. What are they? They're called Kartari, Karmani, and Bhave. Okay, so let us look at Kartari Prayoga. Kartari Prayoga, Kartruvachakat, Prathama, Karma Vachakat, Vityacha, Vibhakti Bhavati. Okay, so he's taking up what? He's taking up Kartari Prayoga. Okay, and he says what? In Kartari Prayoga. Kartari Prayoga means in Kartari Prayoga. Kartruvachakat, Prathama. In Kartari Prayoga, the karta, that means the agent, okay, will be in nominative, first case, in kartari prayoga, okay, kartari prayoga. So kartari prayoge kartru vachakat prathama, karma vachakat dvitiyacha vibhakti bhavati. Okay, then he says what? The karma means the object of the action, okay, will be accusative, second case. Are you guys with me or am I talking to myself?
I can understand.
No, we are good.
Okay, thank you. Good. Yeah, okay. Kartari Prayoga. So Kartari Prayoga, the Karta agent will be nominative, first case. The karma, again we're talking about Kartari Prayoga. In Kartari Prayoga itself, the karma, which is the object of the action, will be accusative. Okay. And also remember the thing samanadhikaranyam. Thing. Okay, samanadhikaranyam in English is concord. Okay. Samanadhikaranyam is with the karta. That means what? If karta becomes karta is plural, the thing will also be plural. If karta is in first person, the thing is also in first person. Karta is in second person, thing will be in second person. If karta is in third person, then thing also will be in third person. Okay, so that will be the samanadhikaranyam between thing and karta. So here thing and karta, they are in samanadhikaranyam. Okay, they are in samana adhikarana. Samana adhikarana, okay, means samana adhikarana means the same locus. Okay, same locus. Anyway, let us go further. Kriyapadasya kartrupadam anusrutya purusha vachane cha bhavataha. This is what he is saying, that the kriyapadam, means the verb, okay, also the main predicate, also the akhyata, in our case mostly the lakara, okay, this is the kriyapadam, the lakara, right, the kriyapadam padasya kartrupadam anusrutya purusha vachane cha bhavata. The kriyapadam, the predicate, the akhyata, the lakara, okay, will confine with the purusha is what? Person, okay, and purusha and vachana is basically plurality, okay, so purusha vachane is because it is dual. Purushascha vachanascha purusha vachane. Okay. So purusha vachana. So we'll confine with the person and plurality. plurality, Kartrupada Manusutya, of the agent. Are you following, guys? This is the Samanadhikarnyam. The Samanadhikarnyam means what? If the Karta is singular, right? If the Karta is singular, first case singular, then Kriyapadam also will be singular. If Karta is dual, then Kriyapadam also dual. If Karta is plural, then Kriyapadam also plural. That is what is being said. It will confirm in the person and plurality. In plurality. In person means if Karta is third person, then the Kriyapadam also third person. If Karta is second person, then the Kriyapadam is second person. If Karta is first person, then even the Kriyapadam will be first person. Okay. So we will see that when we will see the example, which is immediately. Gopalaha Gam Rakshati. He gives you an example. Example. Gopalaha Gam Rakshati. Okay. So here, this is the Karta. Karta. Gam is the karma. Karma. And this is the kriya. Okay. So in this karta, karma, kriya. In this karta, you follow, right? Gopala is the karta. And gam is the karma. And kriya is the kriyapadam. Right? It is the action. The lakara. So here, the gopala is singular. That is why, doesn't matter what the karma is, this is singular. Gopala is third person, right? So that means this also is third person. Okay? But doesn't matter what happens to the karma. The karma could be anything. There's Samadhi Karanyam is of the Kriyapadam with what? With the Karta. Okay? So Gopala is singular. If you see, look at Gopala. Gopala is what? Masculine. Masculine, nominative, singular. Right? This is what? Rakshadhatu. And it is Lakara. It is Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. And what you have to note is that the Samanadhikaranyam of the Samanadhikaranyam of the Kriyapadam is with what? Is with the Karta. That is why it is Kartari. Kartari means in the context of the agent. Saptami Vishay Saptami. Okay, then Yatha is giving an example. Yatha Gopalaha Gam Rakshati Iti Atra. In this sentence, Gopalaha Karta. Gopala is the Karta. Gam Karma Iti Drashtavyam. Gam is the Karma. So Gam is the Karma, and Gam is what is accusative. Okay, is again masculine, by the way, here masculine, accusative, singular. Gam, okay, cow. Gam Rakshati. Don't tell me it's feminine and all that. Both of them, it will be same, I think. Okay, Gam Rakshati. Then Kartari Payogo Api Trividaha. Okay, then he expands Kartari Payogo Api Trividaha. Okay, this Kartari Payoga is also of three types. Kartari Prayogaha. Prayogaha also three types. Okay, what are those three types? Kartari Prayogaha. Kartari Prayoga api also, the Kartari Prayoga, the active voice is also of three types. Trivdaha. Okay, Prakara Vachane Dha. Dhal Prateha. Trivdaha. So, Akarmakaha. Akarmakaha, Dvikarmakaha. This we have seen earlier. Akarmakaha, Sakarmakaha, and Dvikarmakaha. So these are the three types of Kartari Prayoga usages. Akarmaka, Dvikarmaka, and also, I'm just going to put this like this so that we can type as we. Are you all able to see the screen? I'm assuming you are able to see. Somebody wants to ask a question? Yes. Okay.
Yes, we can see it.
You can see it, right? What I'll do is I'll do this. Okay. this is better. So that way we can, I don't need to keep switching between the two. Kartru, okay. Kartari payogo api trividaha, akarmakaha, sakarmakaha, dvikarmakaha. Yatha cha uktam. It is very well said. What is it said? Okay. Cha uktam. Yatha cha uktam. It is very well said. Kartru, kartru, karma, kriya, yuktaha. Prayogaha syat sakarmakaha. So what it means, it's yuktaha means using. Okay. Whenever you have a usage, prayogaha, which includes the karta, kriya, karma, kriya. Okay. That type of a usage can be prayogaha syat sakarmakaha. It is called sakarmaka. Okay. In that akarmakaha, karma shunyaha. In akarmaka, they say there is no karma. Actually, I would say that there is no expectancy of specifying the karma. Then it is called akarmaka. It is karma shunya. Sometimes what happens is that the dhatu is akarmaka dhatu. For example, sleep. Right? When you say sleep, what is the akarmakatva on there? There is no akarmakatva. What is the karma in sleep? I sleep. We sleep. We two sleep, right? But when you say I cut, right? So I cut something. I cut a vegetable. Or I see a book. So you see a book. The book is seen by you. The book is the karma. Okay, Rama sees book. Then the book is seen by Rama. So there will be active and passive voice. But the book is the karma. Rama is the karta. To see is the kriya. Fair enough. But when I say Rama grows. Okay. Don't tell me in English, Rama grows tall. Okay. It's not like that. The tall is not the karma. Rama grows. There is growth in Rama. So Rama grows. Rama expands. Okay. So when we say Rama expands, okay, expands, how his heart expands, right? So Rama expands. So when we say expand, there is no vivaksha to talk about karma. Sometimes there may not be a vivaksha to talk about karma itself may be absent. Sometimes the action itself may not take a karma. Okay. So the verb itself will be intransitive. The verb itself is intransitive is akarmaka. But in Sanskritam, sometimes the verb may be transitive, but the vivaksha to talk about the karma may not be there. Then also it is called akarmaka. Then he says what? Karma dvandva. Karma dvandvaha dvandvo will be dvikarmakaha. Okay. So this is what we have already talked about. I will take this example and explain it to you further. Okay. Just bear with me. He says what? Akarmakaha. Akarmakaha. Okay. Pushpam vikasati. The pushpam vikasati means the flower blooms. Suryaha prakashate. The sun shines. Okay. The first one, the flower blooms. There is no karma there. In the action of blooming, what is there? There is no karma. When you say the sun shines, right? There the karma could be there. The sun shines light or the sun shines on earth. Right? So sun shines or sun shines objects. Okay. The light shines objects. You could say that. So there in this case, to do shine, there the karma, although is there, it is not there in the vivaksha. So it is also an akarmaka prayoga. Okay. Sakarmaka. Sakarmaka is something that we will very, very frequently see. Gopalaha gam rakshati. Okay. Gopalaha. Gopala is the cow protector or the cow herd. Cow herd protects the cow. Sutaha pitaram vandate. The son. Okay. Vandate. Vandate means prostrates or praises. Okay. Vandate vadi. Vadi dhatu. I want to know the exact meaning. Vadi. Vad dhatu. Vand dhatu. will be the dhatu itself is vadi, by the way. One is to salute. The sun salutes or adores or worships the, or praises the father. Okay, so in this case, what is happening is that the father is the karma. So pitaram gam, this is also karma. Karmani is dvitiya, we said earlier, right? This karmani will be dvitiya. Okay, sutaha pitaram vandate. So sutaha and pita and vandate, right? This will be in samanadhikaranyam. It's like gopalaha rakshati is in samanadhikaranyam. Okay, then you get into what is dvikarmaka. This is when you have two karmas. And we saw this last time also. Shishyaha gurum. Okay. Saṁśayam pruchati. Here, the student asks a question to the teacher. Okay. So here in this case, both a question is one karma and the teacher is another karma. Okay, both of these are karmas. These are karmas. And the student is the karta. Student is the karta. Ask is the kriyapadam. Pruchati. Okay. And the question, saushayam, right? That is the saushayam is your karma. Saushaya is your karma. And that saushayam is your main karma, by the way. Or you can say the teacher is the main karma. So what is the main karma? There is actually a mechanism to find out. The Kaumudi says that. Is a mechanism, and that mechanism is given here. Dvikarmaka dhatavaha. Dukh, yach, pach, danda, rudhi, prachi, chi, bru, shas, ji, ji, what is this? Mat. I have to find out what is this. And then mush. So mush is another dhatu. Mat, I think. Okay, G and Mat. These are the set of dhatus which are all dvikarmaka dhatus. So any dhatus which have one of these meanings. Okay, these are not only the dhatus, but dhatus and dhatus with similar meanings, they are all dvikarmaka dhatus. Okay, so when we see them in the usage, I will bring it up. Then he talks about karmani payoga. Okay, this we will look into the class tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. If you have a question, please stay back.